It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, every time we discuss ways to support jobs in America, we discuss the benefits of more jobs and job skills to improve America, the nation where we live and want everyone to thrive. For years, we have urged our supporters to seek out products made and assembled in the United States of America, and we also continue to urge educators and parents to request the expansion of the trades and industrial arts programs in all America's schools so businesses have a growing number of graduates with hands-on experience, which is desperately needed by America's industries. We promote the fact that America's students are the future of our great country, and we need them to be ready and able to present new ideas and inventions that will create new product lines to spur new job opportunities for American workers. On any given day, dozens of advertisements come before us, most of which do not represent items made in America. Foreign companies are not concerned about the loss of American customers because they know that they have few American-made competitors. Until there are 50% more businesses operating and manufacturing goods in America with a Made in USA label, businesses overseas will continue to regard America as simply a place to sell their products. The Buy American Made campaign always seeks to point consumers in the direction of purchasing products made and assembled in the United States of America. The Made in America label immediately lets customers know that the items that they're looking to purchase will benefit businesses in America and many levels of American workers. You are encouraged to support your local businesses throughout the year and also go out of your way to shop locally during National Small Business Weekend, which takes place the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. For more information, visit NationalSmallBusinessWeekend.com. And thanks for your assistance and for spreading the word to others. This is Michael Blehosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.